Seasons of Life. Words from Jesus.
Have you ever asked yourself why it is that it looks like some people lead charmed lives? They seem to have great health, successful ministries, and a great family life, while other people seem to lead lives filled with trials and struggles on what looks like every side. A simple answer would be that it isn't wise to compare. While it's true you must learn to not compare, there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes in every person's life which is often unseen by others. If you understand that, it makes it easier for you to not compare. Part of the answer is found in the wise words of Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Not everyone goes through rough spots or difficult seasons at the same time, but everyone experiences them at some time. My children who love me and place their hope in me can be sure that their fellow believers also experience difficult seasons at some time in their lives. No life is complete without seasons of suffering, sadness, and difficulty. I allow each person to experience different sorts of difficulty and struggle because through these you learn to overcome. Through the experience of being at the end of yourselves, you learn to cling to me and find my power and strength. It often takes desperation to bring you to that point, and often the desperation results from times of great difficulty. If you are tempted to look at someone and think that they never seem to have many difficulties in life, at least not the ones that are comparable to yours, you can be assured that everyone experiences difficulties. Or they will yet. What to you might look like the ideal life, ministry, or circumstances to someone else may actually mean a life of great sacrifice. If you were to see inside another person's heart or life in these situations, you would often see that they made great sacrifices to become what they needed to be in order to fill their role or receive those blessings, and they continue to sacrifice each day. I see all the secret things of the heart that you cannot see. Some people seem to suffer greatly due to their circumstances and yet have a wellspring of inner happiness and contentment within them that exceeds that of others who face less challenging issues. You may be tempted to look at a blessed life as one that is more carefree or visibly successful with fewer problems, difficulties, or afflictions. I look at the blessed life as a full life. One that is rich in faith, depth of spirit, understanding, sacrificial love and concern for others, an intimate relationship with me, inner spiritual strength, and a heart of compassion. Often these treasures of spirit, these priceless qualities, don't come without trials, suffering, or surviving great difficulties that serve as teachers. In heaven, everyone will lead charmed lives. There will be no more suffering, sadness, or times when you have to walk by faith through very difficult circumstances. But the attributes you gain through those difficult conditions in this life will be with you for eternity. Your time in this life is your chance to gain those virtues through experiences which you will only have on earth. Although there are difficulties, they lead to precious lessons learned by all who pass through the fire and endure the tests. Choose to learn from every experience and season in life, to excel in the school of life and overcome. And if you see someone who seems to have it easier or have more to show for their efforts, remember that you don't know what has gone on behind the scenes in his or her life. Each person experiences difficulties and faces challenging opportunities for growth. Maybe they've learned to hide it behind a smile, or maybe they're not in that season of life now. Remember that you can't have the complete picture and you can't see or understand everything that goes into the making of each person's life. Your part is to do the best you can with the life that I've given you. When you get to heaven, you'll understand how I worked every single struggle, challenge, loss, and difficult season of your life for your good. You'll be thankful when you see how every cross that you bore in life was designed perfectly to strengthen your faith and to round out your character in a beautiful way. The Journey Forward. I always lead you forward. When you are going through hard times, you tend to look back longingly at seasons when your life seemed easier, less complicated. You daydream about those simpler times, looking at them through rose-colored lenses. Even your prayers reflect this yearning to go back to earlier, easier circumstances. But this is not my way for you. Because of the nature of time, there is only one direction to travel, and that is forward. Your life on earth is a journey, beginning at birth and ending at the gates of heaven. I am your guide, and your responsibility is to follow me wherever I lead. Sometimes I take you to places you would rather not go, but this is my prerogative as your Savior God. I am also your shepherd. I always lead you along the best possible path, no matter how painful or confusing it may be. When your path takes you through a dark valley and you are struggling, look to me for help. Follow me obediently, trusting me in the midst of darkness and confusion. I am tenderly present with you each step of your journey. As you stay close to me, I show you the way forward. Little by little, I turn your darkness into light. So do not despair when hard times come your way, and do not try to escape them prematurely. Timing is my prerogative. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Unlike the four seasons of the year, the seasons of your life are not orderly or predictable. When you are grieving, you may feel as if sorrow will accompany you the rest of your days. But remember that I have promised to show compassion. So great is my unfailing love for you. When you are suffering, search for signs of my merciful presence. Even during your darkest days, streaks of light break through the storm clouds, providing hope and comfort. My unfailing love shines upon you always. Look up to me and see my face shining down upon you. I never run out of compassions. They are new every morning.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.